Hi, everybody. Draft Day 2016 is finally here. We're going to start by welcoming the newest addition to Packers.com, staff writer Wes Hodkiewicz. Wes, without further ado, what do you see as the Packers' priorities in this draft?
Yeah, I think you got to start with the defensive line, Mike. Obviously, you lose B.J. Raji. They're stepping away for at least one season. And there's so many talented guys at that position, so many prospects they can look at. You go across the board, obviously the guys from Alabama, Andrew Billings, Vernon Butler. There's so many potential guys there for him at the end of the first round. I think that's obviously one to put at the top of the list.
Another spot the Packers are definitely going to look at, inside linebacker, and a guy that the fans have certainly had their eye on, Reggie Ragland from Alabama. Will he be there at 27? We don't know that. Some mock drafts say yes, some say no. If Ragland is there at 27, do you think the Packers take him or do they pass?
I think it's certainly worth a look. Obviously, they feel pretty good about what they have there, even with Clay Matthews moving outside. But he's a guy that certainly would help out the depth at that position. A natural leader at Alabama, a good communicator, and obviously you can't argue with his talent. If he's in there, if he's at that spot, you have to imagine Ted Thompson will be thinking about it.
Shift gears quickly to the offensive side. And offensive tackle, David Bakhtiari, the left tackle, heading into the final year of his contract. Don Barkley coming back, but coming off of not his best season after the knee injury. You hope he's going to be a year better. How seriously are the Packers looking at offensive tackle?
Well, I think if you look at their past, they've always gone back and drafted somebody there. Last year was an exception where Ted Thompson actually didn't take an offensive lineman. They love taking left tackles. They love moving them around, converting them. Yeah. I have to imagine they'll dip back into that pool this offseason, this draft, and try to find someone that maybe they could help them deepen out that room some more. But obviously, you go back to their past history, it's been a popular position for the Packers to take.
Now, Hunter Henry from Arkansas is really the only guy considered maybe a first-round prospect at tight end. You think the Packers look that direction at 27, or are we looking more at maybe a developmental prospect in the later rounds like a Kennard Backman that they got last year?
Yeah, I really like the signing of Jared Cook because now that allows them a lot of flexibility. Whether they, you know, they decide that Henry could be the guy, if they don't, obviously they have other options later on. And really, Cook makes everybody better, helps them develop some of those younger prospects. You know, you look at that, I think that's a position that makes a lot of sense for them to pick, but they also can be probably flexible on where they want to pick it.
I think the Packers are going to look at some of those skill positions on offense in the mid to late rounds, wide receiver, running back, tight end. Last thing for you, Wes, the Packers have 9 picks, 1 in each round, plus 2 compensatory picks at the end of the fourth. Ted Thompson's known to make trades. Only once in his drafts has he not made any trades and sat and picked at every spot. So, at the end of the weekend, how many picks do the Packers make?
I think they add one this year. I think they edge up into that double digits. I'm going to go with 10. We'll see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to say 9, but because there'll be a couple of trades, maybe one back, maybe one up, stay with 9 guys. With that, we'll sign off for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com throughout the draft this weekend. We will have blog updates immediately when the Packers make their selections, day end, wrap-up stories, and wrap-up videos. All your updates will also be on the Packers social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So follow the draft with the Packers. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.